Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Zoffman Show on a Friday here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980 as well. Man, what a day. What a day, because we get to talk about the best thing in sports. A Game 7 is coming Sunday in the NBA Finals after the Indiana Pacers just absolutely blasted the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. They were up 30 thanks to that Ben Shepherd three at the end of the third quarter. Tyrese Halliburton didn't even have to play in the fourth. The Pacers star, who came out and had himself a nice little game and was a really important part of building that lead, played just 23 minutes with a strained calf, so now he gets a couple more days to recover, gear up, and Game 7 in Oklahoma City is going to be one of the greatest environments we've seen in recent NBA history. It's one of the best home crowds anyway. But I do think that there will probably be some tightness, some apprehension. Game 7s are typically, while they are great in concept, are typically hideously ugly basketball games. I don't know that's going to be the case in this one. I know I would want it that way if I was Oklahoma City, but we can get there when we get there on the preview portion. But we start just with last night, and I thought it was really interesting how both teams came out. Like, Indiana came out focused with intention. They actually missed a ton of shots early, but I was like, you know what? They're down. They're not, like, this is not good, because if Oklahoma City gets on a run here and starts to put some things together, then we're in deep trouble if we're the Pacers. But Oklahoma City couldn't really hit anything either. They looked helter-skelter. Their offense was a nightmare all night long, and Indiana obviously found it and started hitting some shots after the early misses, but they played their way. And that's the thing about this Pacers team. They will continue to play their style, which is so unique, at any point, up 30, down 30, and anything in between. And the ability to just keep on playing, to find the rhythm, to find the right shot makers, to find the matchups, and then the small adjustments on the other side of it defensively, where they stopped finally picking up SGA full court. They realized we're going to need Andrew Nembhard offensively a little bit more and to carry some load, because Halliburton obviously was banged up, and it paid off in a major way because Nembhard hit a bunch of shots. He was able to get in the paint. McConnell continues to be literally unbelievable. How is that guy that good? You know, it kind of goes back to what I said yesterday, though, on the show, in that it was really important for Halliburton to be able to play, because it allows everyone to stay in their role. Even if you can take down some of his minutes, and I didn't think he wouldn't have to play in the fourth quarter, but letting McConnell run that second unit with Halliburton on the floor, by the way, for a part of it, and which is something else we talked about, that the Halliburton-McConnell combination is lethal. because it guarantees that McConnell, like, you're not going to take Lou Dort off of Tyrese Halliburton to put him on TJ McConnell. Now, if I'm Mark Daigneault, I might look at it for game five because Aaron Wiggins can't guard TJ McConnell. Cason Wallace can't guard TJ McConnell. None of these other dudes can guard TJ McConnell, which is not something you should be talking about in game seven of the NBA Finals. TJ's good, but we're talking about he's unguardable. But that is exactly what he has been in this series. It is a guy that in, what, five of the seven games has been ridiculous. Five of the six games, four of the six games so far has been ridiculously good offensively. His ability to get in the paint, get touches, get shots off, get, you know, shots for others. Obi Toppin at home has turned into a reliable player. At least he gets to say that for this series because they're done playing in Indiana. Nembhard was great. Halliburton, you know, hits a couple of shots, finds a rhythm, but mostly he just keeps them going. He finds Shepherd on that big run out at one point during one of their big runs. His ability to keep the ball popping and moving, and then Siakam's doing Siakam stuff. Miles Turner, I mean, bless his heart, he can't buy a bucket. That dude cannot make a shot in this series, but he keeps playing really hard. And I think the togetherness, the identity, all of that from Indiana was on display last night. And we can talk about this more on Monday if they win. But I also don't want to not talk about it now because I don't want this point to pass. The NBA has entered not only an unprecedented era of parity, but the NBA has also entered an unprecedented era of homogeny. And that's never a good thing. The idea that we're all doing the same thing. I mean, this could be a whole larger societal discussion. Like, there's this like terrifying study that I believe it was MIT released this week about what AI is doing to our brains. How, like, kids that are doing research papers with the help of ChatGPT don't remember stuff that's in the paper, probably because they didn't write it, like, 5 minutes later. And it's like the whole point of going to school is to learn. It's not to turn in papers and get grades. It's not about the assignment. It's about the process of learning how to learn so that you are a problem solver and can think as an adult and function in society when you get older. And if we take that from the far, like the really serious, like, are we raising a bunch of idiots who are just going to plug everything to a computer? By the way, a computer that's fed by our own knowledge. And thus, if this is as smart as we're ever going to be as a civilization, that doesn't seem great. But if we are taking it purely in a sporting sense, finding inefficiencies, finding ways to innovate, being different, being difficult for opponents is how you win in sports. Yes, being great at something is going to be a helpful tool, right? In a game where the three-point shot became valuable, and in an era when the three-point shot became valuable, it's not a coincidence that the greatest shooter the game has ever seen in Steph Curry is kind of the player who defined the era, right? Like, that's not coincidental. But it was that they were able to do it at such a better rate than everyone else. And then everyone else, slowly but surely, maybe not could do what they do, but they caught up in a lot of ways. And now you're looking for a zig when everybody's figured out finally how to zag. And by the time everyone figures out how to zag again, then maybe it's time to zig. And I think that's what's really, like, enjoyable about, frankly, both of these teams. They both play a style that's tremendously different than the best way, quote unquote, to play basketball that we've been told for the last 15 years. That you need to hunt threes at a borderline absurd rate. What felt absurd, but quote unquote, the math told us. And look, I'm pro analytics. I'm pro understanding where our efficiencies are. But the thing I've always said about analytics holds true here to the nth degree, which is that data is only as good as the people interpreting it. Yes, three is more than two, but two is greater than zero. You have to figure out where your twos are, where your, you know, who should be attacking the free throw or the basket to try to get free throws, who should be shooting threes, what shots are good shots, what shots are bad shots, and that involves individual profiles. And sure, there are profiles that will emerge from large data sets, aka the whole league. Oh, more players hit this shot better under these circumstances, and they can get really granular with the data because they have player tracking and all these things. But in this era that kind of is pushing basketball all in the same direction, that we have the same kinds of players, that we have the same kinds of styles, that we have everything. Indiana has said, we're going to get away from what traditionally has worked to win championships. We don't have a distinct star. I have defended Tyrese Halliburton throughout this series as a star, as a superstar, as a whatever. He would be the worst best player on a championship team since at least the 04 Pistons, and if not in NBA history. Yet, I think this team is excellent. It's just different than what we've seen since the 70s. We've always had the Magics, the Birds, the Jordans, the Kobes, the Shaqs, the Duncans, the LeBrons, the Stephs. Even in this parity era, it's been Jokic, it's Giannis. Kawhi in 2019 with the Raptors was as good of a basketball player for a single year as we've seen. He's up there. He just doesn't have the resume for his career because he hasn't been able to stay healthy up to that point or after. But as a singular player in a moment in time, he was up to that level. This Pacers team is on pace, unless Siakam goes for like 22, 24 plus in game 7 and the Pacers win, they're probably not going to finish the series with a 20-point scorer in the finals. We've never seen a team like this. 04, Hamilton, Howard Beck was talking about this on Zach Lowe's show, so credit to them for looking this up. Hamilton and Billups both averaged 21 a game for the 04 Pistons in the NBA Finals. We have never seen it done like this. And credit to Oklahoma City, too, because to be clear, they also don't play the same way. Both these teams play really fast, but in an era that has been defined by offense and three-point shooting, the Oklahoma City Thunder have played defense differently at a higher level than everyone else, and they're actually, like, obviously not a prolific three-point shooting team. And so what happens is when everyone figures out how to do something, we can localize this if we want to, right? The Commanders, Dan Quinn literally talked about this like 2 weeks ago or a week ago on Chris Long's show. Part of the reason their tempo offense works, yes, Jaden can handle it and he's awesome. But their tempo works because they do it more than everyone else and other teams can't handle it. They major in something that's a minor for other people. It's why the triple option works for the academy schools in college. If everybody ran triple option, the academy schools would be screwed because they do it to yuck it up because they don't have the talent. So what happens when you get the talent of a Halliburton, a Siakam, on down the list? Nembhard's a really freaking good basketball player. What happens when you get that and you put that in a style, in an identity that people don't know how to deal with? You get this. And I know the ratings for the first couple of games weren't very good and small markets, and these are fairly unknown stars. But man, I hope people are paying attention because this is good hoop. It's great hoop. And I think it makes those of us that care about the game ask really foundational and fundamental questions about what is next in terms of what it takes to win in the NBA. And that's exciting because we've had an answer for a long time. You need one of the 7 best players in the world. You need to be able to hit threes at a high level. You need to have a top X offense and defense. Otherwise, you're not a championship team. And these two teams, for a variety of reasons, are turning that on its head. And I don't know what to do with that information yet. I'm excited to see what other teams do with that information or to see if this is simply a blip on the radar. And insert team with star here wins it next year. And it's as traditional as it's ever been. And this looks real blippy like that 04 Pistons team. But this is fun. And the fact that we've gotten the max out of it with a Game 7 coming, what a treat for all of us who are basketball fans. We'll talk about the game more specifically last night next. And then I'm going to run that premise by Josh Robbins, Wizards reporter for The Athletic. He wrote a fantastic piece about the state of the Wizards rebuild going into the draft, which is, of course, first round on Wednesday. So we're loaded up with basketball, NBA basketball, here in the first hour of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Josh Robbins, Wizards insider for The Athletic, going to join us coming up at 4:30 here on the show. NBA Draft is next Wednesday. Josh wrote a big piece about that, as well as we'll get some of his opinions on this NBA Finals. And Anthony, could not have gone better for Indiana last night in so many ways. The fact that Haliburton only has to play 23 minutes in that game, gets out healthy, and now he gets to rest a couple more days. I mean, he looked good. He could finally get a shot off last night, which is obviously huge. If I'm Indiana, I'm a pig in slop. I'm as happy as could be. I think, though, what I'm trying not to do is overreact to that one game. You know, at home, guys like Wiggins have been way, Cason Wallace have been way better, hit a lot more shots. Oklahoma City last night, even if they hit, I'd have to do the math real quick, even if they hit like all their threes, I don't know if they would have won last night. That's how bad they got beat. But they've been a better three-point shooting team by far at home. They've gotten more contributions from role players at home. And guys like Obi Toppin have not been quite as effective for Indiana on the road. So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, and I do think the fact that SGA, you know, he even alluded to it in the post game, like, hey, we came out a little nervous. We came out, the moment got to us. The fact that they've been through that once already. We saw them rebound and absolutely smash Denver in game 7. I'm not getting out ahead of myself and saying, for as great as things went for Indiana last night, that they're just going to roll into OKC and beat a 68-win Thunder team has been fantastic on the at home and, frankly, hasn't been very good on the road in the playoffs.
So I'll start with the game before I, you know, I guess we'll talk about Game 7 later. Yeah. But yesterday's game, I mean, the job that Obi Toppin and TJ McConnell did, I think that's where I put my focus first, just because of how impactful they were. Like, the Pacers got out to a slow start. Jalen Williams, he looked like he had picked up from where he had left off in game 5. Like, he got out to a good start. And then things started to turn once that second unit came into the game. So I think that's sort of kind of like where things shifted. And if OKC is going to shoot like they did yesterday, where you go 1 for 11 from 3, like, you're not going to be able to beat this team because, again, they rely so much on, you know, their ability to shoot. So the Cason Wallace not showing up. Aaron, what's his last name?
Wiggins.
Yeah. Him showing up short yesterday, it just if you're not going to be able to knock down threes consistently, I think you're going to be in for a long series.
Yeah, that one for, well, let's see, their starters went, that's 1-for-6, 1-for-10, 1-for-13 from three. Jalen Williams, the Arkansas version, who came in, not J-Dub, he went 2-for-3, and so did Isaiah Joe, who I think we will see in Game 7 after he didn't play in Game 5, and then obviously Game 6 was a blowout situation. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think the other interesting thing is, like, Alex Caruso's a minus 33 in this game. I kind of wonder, does Dagnon make another starting lineup change and go with Caruso from jump? So that's something
I didn't like that, though, yesterday, Craig. To start the second half, he went to a smaller lineup as opposed to the double big lineup. And
yeah,
it didn't necessarily work. So I just don't understand. I think when he goes – when he plays small ball, I think that favors the Pacers as opposed to, like, the Thunder. Like, on paper, it theoretically, it does sound like, all right, you guys should play small ball because you have all these defensive weapons. Everybody's versatile. You can, you know, switch and things of that nature. But this series, it has not gone in their favor. And I think that's sort of kind of why he went to the double big lineup in the first place.
So, well, I mean, the double big is how they started most games this season, in a season which they won 68 games, but the Pacers are a unique challenge. Like, they run at such a high rate and they want to get out in transition. So having the athletes to get back, like, that's the problem. Is you can say, okay, we'll take your smalls and we'll bludgeon them with bigs, but you can't hit what you can't catch.
Yeah.
And so it's this literal sports wide age old question, speed versus size. Like, what wins? And Indiana has made it so that Oklahoma City's kind of afraid to play with size. And I don't know that that's the wrong answer. I mean, but the thing is, like, unless Chet plays better and shoots it better, they're in deep trouble. I mean, man, I think the thing that's, like, fascinating to me about this series is I feel like Indiana has been the more declarative team. Like, how Indiana plays dictates the game way more than how Oklahoma City plays. Now, Oklahoma City has had distinct moments where they have flipped the script on that, where they're like, we are in charge. Defensively, we are now suffocating. We are turning you over at a ridiculous rate. We are forcing these turnovers. They are not unforced. We are forcing you to miss shots. We are not giving you anything. But by and large, I feel like Indiana has dictated the series. And if that happens again in Game 7, like, I think the Pacers are going to go on the road and win. I think the best shot for Oklahoma City is kind of a more traditional Game 7 that gets really bogged down, is really grimy, and really, really defensive. Not that Indiana can't play that way, but it's certainly not how they want to play. We'll get more into Game 7 at 6:30 and more throughout the show. Andrew Chernoff, my pal, is going to join us from Wish TV in Indianapolis coming up at 5 o'clock for Not My Beat. He's hope the cell service is good. He's on the road somewhere between Indianapolis and Oklahoma City. That's
driving?
Yeah. Yeah, they're driving.
Salute to him.
Yeah. So the good news is it'll be flat. So hopefully the cell service carries well. But we'll have Chernoff on at 5 o'clock. Up next, though, I want to talk to Josh Robbins about the NBA Finals. I want to talk to Josh about the Wizards because that's the team that he covers. He wrote a really good piece in The Athletic, kind of an update on their rebuild. The update is there is no update. We'll explain next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.